Couple of three more days talking about gestures before we move on to how to sound conversational when you are delivering a script or working from your notes and so on when you're presenting, and how being conversational will help you get over your message and help you get a better broadcast, podcast, and voiceover voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. How are you doing? Or, as some people say in some parts of the UK where I am at the moment, because you know I'm in London, obviously, yeah, because that's where, yeah. How's your back for spots? Yeah, have you heard that expression? How's your back for spots? How are you? How's it going? That kind of thing, yeah. Anyway, we're talking about gestures. Got a couple more advantages of gestures that I haven't touched on before. Briefly today, here's a couple of those. First of all, gestures affect your energy, help lower your tension, and raise your resonance. Yeah, on video, people will see your energy. It's obvious, you'll be animated. And using energy will release happy hormones into your body, affecting how you feel, how you sound. Smiling and moving often helps release tension. Rather than having that kind of stored up stress in places such as your throat and your shoulders and your jaw. And again, if you've got released tension and you're sounding, you'll sound more mellifluous. You'll sound more relaxed. You'll sound more in charge, arguably, more reassured, more confident. Yeah. Bringing your arms up with gesticulations, if you're doing some of those gestures that we were talking about a couple of 3 days ago, bringing your arms up, what's that going to do to your body? Think about it. We're going back right to the very, we're going back to the beginning of these podcast episodes. What does bringing your arms up do to your body, and how will that help your voice? Yeah, helps expand your rib cage. And so aids breathing and breath control, increases the opportunity of resonation and vocal ability, decreases vocal strain. Your whole body is your instrument. And expressions aid better communication. This is kind of what we've been talking about over the last few days. You may want to frown when you read a sad or serious story, or smile when you have a kicker to read. A complicated story may benefit in the telling if you gesticulate. You can use your body to be the conductor for the script that's in front of you, to better present, better to explain your hypothesis, or to describe a scene or situation, or to tell a joke, whatever it happens to be. All of these things will work together to help you get a better broadcast, podcast, and voiceover voice. Tomorrow, I'm going to help you thaw your frozen face. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.